For the more than 12,000 people packed into the Los Angeles Convention Center, this is an emotional moment. They are becoming U.S. citizens and leaving their old countries behind. The majority at this ceremony are from Latin America. As they stand before the American flag, they raise their hands to their hearts. A judge leads them in the citizenship pledge.
I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereign.
Around the country, nearly 700,000 immigrants took this oath during the last fiscal year. Among them was Elpidio Rodriguez. He arrived in the U.S. from Mexico 21 years ago.
Quiero votar y quiero, ya quiero ser parte de este país, ya, ya.
Rodriguez says he wants to be part of this country and he wants to vote. As he walks out of the ceremony, Rodriguez is greeted by someone who helps him register to vote. But voting isn't his only motivation. Rodriguez says after 21 years, he finally became a citizen because even as a legal immigrant, he was afraid. He says he feared being deported unless he was a full-fledged citizen. Now, thank God, I'm an American, he says. Rodriguez is not alone in his fear. A study by the Pew Hispanic Center finds that 53% of Latino registered voters are afraid that they, their family, or friends may suddenly be deported. Two out of three of these U.S. citizens of Latina descent say life has become more difficult for Latinos after Congress failed to pass immigration reform earlier this year.
People want to become citizens as an act of self-defense, act of protection.
Antonio Gonzalez is president of the Southwest Voter Registration Project. His organization hopes to help naturalize, register, and mobilize 500,000 voters before the next election.
There's a real feeling in the community that there are gigantic issues in immigration and the war and the poor quality of education, and it's time for the Latino voter to make a statement.
Spanish language media are also promoting participation in the elections.
Hay que votar en las elecciones primarias. Ya es hora. Ve y vota.
The leading Spanish television network, Univision, is now running public service announcements to get viewers to vote. There is a growing sense in the Latino community that Latinos could be the swing vote in key states including Nevada, Colorado, New Mexico, and Florida. In 2004, President Bush won Nevada by 22,000 votes. Since then, there are more than 22,000 new Latino citizens in that state.
Those who ignore the Latino community are going to do it at their own peril.
Marcelo Gaeta is an executive with Entravision, which owns Spanish language TV and radio stations across the country. He says Latinos are paying close attention to this election.
If you look at the Univision, both the Democrat and Republican debates, you have over 2 million Latinos watching them, which is about 5% of the community watching these debates. I don't think you've had an English-speaking debate where you've had 5% of the U.S. population watching those debates.
But many immigrants who want to vote in 2008 may not become citizens in time for the election. Immigration officials say there is a tremendous backlog of citizenship applications. Standing on a street in Los Angeles, taxi driver Pedro Valencia, who is from Mexico, says he's been waiting for 3 years to become a U.S. citizen. Valencia says he paid all the fees to become a naturalized citizen, and he passed his English and citizenship exams, but he's still waiting to take the oath.
It's probably because they still checking my background, and I went like to 3 or 4 times to immigration, and they say this, they don't give me any more explanation, just they waiting for the FBI background.
Background checks are still incomplete for more than 329,000 applicants. A written statement from the Citizenship and Immigration Services says the agency is doing the best it can, and it's beginning to hire more employees for the increased workload. For some, that's not enough.
At one level, I think this is a scandal that we're witnessing.
Arturo Vargas is president of NALEO, an organization that promotes citizenship and voting among Latinos. Vargas calls the backlog of citizenship applications unacceptable. But even when Latinos become citizens, many do not register or vote. Vargas believes that may change because of the anti-immigrant tone of some presidential candidates.
Now it is not just acceptable, but it's expected that if you are going to court certain segments of the U.S. electorate, you're going to demonize immigrants. So I think immigrants are applying for citizens today because they want a voice in that process. They want to vote.
On the campaign trail, Republican presidential candidates have been using anti-immigrant rhetoric to bring out the GOP base. But their language may have another effect. It could encourage record turnout among Latinos, many of whom are immigrants or the children of immigrants. For WNYC, I'm Pilar Marrero in Los Angeles.